these.
Pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
All right, so here's how it broke down last week. Peter's in the lead. I'm in second. Don's in third. Peter had the best week, so Peter goes first.
Yeah.
Dude, can I just say something real quick before we begin here?
Do it.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear again that we were given an ultimatum time-wise on,
yes,
on Rothenberg?
Yep.
So when we get him on, should we just say, hey, what's your pick? Get the pick and hang up on him?
Love it.
All I'm right. So done. The fact that he doesn't know how to operate a cell phone where we have to – Don, you're with me.
I'm with you. And the other one's up dead. He's dead to me too. He won't even come on, Rick.
So yeah, so we'll ask them for their
– He can never be dead to me.
We'll ask them for their pick and we keep it moving. That's okay, it. Guys. It was a crazy week last week, and I got very lucky thanks to Leonard Fournette and that Tampa Bay cover. So I'm grateful to still have the lead this late in the season. Every week is tough, and this week is very, very tough. Frankly, it's not a board that I love. Apparently the betting public also likes Washington because they have changed that number and gotten it all the way down to -1 now for Vegas. I think it was -2.5 earlier in the week. But what can I tell you? Obviously, I watch this team every week, and they are playing a much different brand of football than they've been playing otherwise. Don't love that they're down Landon Collins, who's played. It took Washington 2 years to figure out what we all knew watching him on the Giants. You've got to put him up in the box, not back in coverage. They lose Collins, which hurts, and they lose J.D. McKissic. But frankly, they got Curtis Samuel back, and they look like they just know how to play right now. The defense is much better. I will take Washington getting points in Las Vegas and make it my one-point play.
Awful.
I don't know why. My two-point play is the game that Mike just mentioned in our last segment. Of course, Michael always asks him for betting picks as if he's R.J. Bell, when really he doesn't think about things in that way. But he mentioned a terrific game. Cincinnati and Los Angeles. I agree, it is terrific. I know Michael rolled the dice with this team, I think, a week or two ago, and it didn't work out. But this is a week where I think they need to get it, and I think they will get it. I'll take the Chargers as a game underdog, getting 3 points in Cincinnati. And that leads me to my three-point play, where I will go right up against Mike Tannenbaum. I know this is crazy. The Patriots do nothing but win and cover. But they're not winning every game all year. And Buffalo, I don't believe, is going to completely fall off the map. I really think Buffalo's entire season, karmically and energy-wise, is on the line Monday night. The tables will be breaking. The fans will be nuts. The Bills Mafia will be ready. And I will take the Bills to get a much-needed win as 2.5-point favorites at home. They'll win by a field goal, and it's my 3-point play.
Love it.
Washington
wow.
for 1, Chargers for 2, Bills for 3.
You love that pick, Don, really? Or are you just being a jerk?
I was thinking about it. I just didn't have the guts to do it, but I was actually
pick
leaning towards Bills.
And for the
well.
Same logic, Don?
Yes.
They need it. They just desperately need it.
All right, Don, you go first. You go
all
next.
Right. I'm going to go with this strictly on the rivalry and looking at the history and the games always being close. Ravens at the Steelers. This number has gone up to the Steelers +4.5 because everybody's scared off by what happened to the Steelers last week. Ravens will find a way to win the game, but in Pittsburgh, rivalry game, I don't think the Ravens cover the 4.5, so I like the Steelers +4.5 as my 1-point play. My 2-point play, I'm going head-to-head with Peter. The injuries for Washington, it's a pick'em game. I think they'll get cooled off by the Raiders.
Pick'em.
In Vegas, Washington football team 1-5 against the spread against winning teams. I like the Raiders -1 as my 2-point play. And my 3-point play. I know this has burned me time and time again.
Uh-oh.
But the Rams at home against the Jaguars. The Rams are going to get healthy after 3 straight losses. They're going to whip up on the Jacksonville Jaguars and try to climb back in to this playoff race. I think they're due. They're not going to lose. You know that. And I think they'll cover. I get it under 2 touchdowns. I like the Rams -13 as my 3-point play. So I've got the Steelers +4.5 as my 1-point play. Raiders -1 as my 2. And the Rams at -13 as my 3-point play.
All right, now I give you these picks, and I don't give them with any kind of confidence whatsoever. Do not bet these picks. Again, do not bet these picks.
Pick them.
Good stuff.
All right, so my number one pick, these are the kind of picks that annoy Peter and sometimes annoy Don. I'm taking the Lions and I'm taking the 7.5 over the Vikings. I'm sorry, Steve Brzezinski. I'm not saying the Vikings are going to lose, but I don't think they're going to win by 7.5. Lions are a tough out, and they also cover the spread as well as any team in football.
And well rested.
And they're well rested.
I don't hate this pick.
I love this.
This is not one of your weird picks. This is more reasonable.
I'd make out with this pick.
No, you'd make out with it. All right. Now the 2-point pick. It's the same as Don's 2-point pick. Give me the Raiders. I mean, really, they're going to lose in Vegas, and there's also a little underlying stuff there as well. You know, Jack Del Rio, now on the Washington football team staff, used to be the head coach of the Raiders, and he and the quarterback of the Raiders were very, very close. Now they hate each other. Because Del Rio said at one point that he can't play in cold weather, and that really ticked him off just a little bit. So I think there's a little bit of a personal vendetta there. Also, Washington is just 1-5 against the spread this year against winning teams. 1-5 against winning teams. So I'm taking the Raiders, yep. And I'm just going to give the 1 point. That's my 2-pointer. And this one scares me. This is why I do not select these games. This is the one where I will drop in the last place because it will lose. This is the one I know. I couldn't come up with a 3-point pick, but I'm going to roll the dice on Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I don't think the Jets are very good. You know, the Jets are 2-8 against the spread, and that's the worst in the NFL. They have never, ever been a favorite at all this year. Now, they need Jalen Hurts healthy to win this game. Jets are not great against the run. Jalen Hurts is the top runner for the Eagles, 695 yards. And I'm going to make a prediction here, everybody. Darius Slay is going to take one back. It's going to be a pick six against Zach Wilson. He has 3 defensive touchdowns already this year. He's going to get number 4. I think the Eagles win this one probably 20-7. And bottom line, the Jets lose. So I'll give the 7 points. I'll give the 7 points, and I'll take the Eagles.
That's very attractive.
My 3-point pick. You like that?
Yeah, they're very attractive picks.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, now we're up against the clock for some reason with Rothenberg. I guess he doesn't know how to operate a cell phone. It's amazing. But Dave, since we both won last week, what's your team's pick?
Well, firstly, hi. And happy Hanukkah to you guys.
Same to you.
All I said to Andrew is, do you think I could be at by 6:02? Because they prefer I join on the Comrex, and I have to get my son from a baseball lesson that he's
prefer
involved
Comrex.
So.
I didn't realize prefer.
See that? So it's not on you.
So I take it back, and Andrew said, you know, they're supposed to be out by 6:02 anyway. So I feel like I'm being unjustly crucified, but that's fine.
No, you know what? I take it back. I'd like to apologize.
Okay, happy Hanukkah, Peter.
Thank you too.
Eight crazy nights.
Yeah. We're on the way on the downside now. All right. So we and Rick and I have put our heads together. We've won 2 in a row, and this week we love, and we felt this way a couple weeks back when we took this team against the Saints. And that is Andrew's Philadelphia Eagles. Now, they lost last week what seemed like a very painful one. A very, very painful game for Andrew and the Eagles and their fans. But this week they're playing the Jets. And they ran effectively against the Giants defense, which is pretty decent. Jets defense is lesser than the Giants. So we expect a big week from the running game, from Sanders, from Boston Scott. And then we're thinking, you know, what happens if Jalen Hurts can't play? Well, it's not like Gardner Minshew is any schmo. So we are of the mindset that we'll lay the 7. The Jets have, this is mind-boggling to us, never, ever beaten the Eagles. That will continue this week. 27-13, 31-14, something like that. Eagles minus the 7.
Wow, beautiful pick. I love the pick.
Thank you. I knew you would.
I love it because it's my 3-pointer. All right, so Don and Peter, what's our pick then against the DiPietro and Rothenberg vehicle?
The only common one we have is the Washington football team, but Peter will disagree with that.
I don't love that one, no. I don't think – listen, Vegas got the win on Thanksgiving. Before that, they lost 3 straight to bums.
But now they're well-rested, and remember, Washington's going on a short week across the country.
I like the Bills. Peter likes the Bills, but I don't think you do, Michael.
No, you can't pick against the Patriots while I still have a breath.
Well, then you can't pick against Washington.
I do like his Lions pick. How do you feel about it, Peter?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
right, we'll go Lions.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I don't know how far we are behind, but that should be a game. Thank
right,
you.
Really? You really believe that?
Yeah. If you guys wanted to make like a side wager on that
game. No, you've got issues. We can't do that with
you.
Yeah,
no, I do. But, God, that – I mean, the you guys are talking about the Lions like the 85 Bears. They're 0-10-1.
Do you know that they're 7-4 against the spread?
Yeah, that's great. Did you watch them on Thanksgiving?
I did watch them. Yeah. Did they cover, my friend?
My eyes were actually – I looked in the mirror. They were bleeding. It was
I'm not
going to
watch
awful
the game,
yeah.
For God's sakes.
Listen, I've got one bit of advice for you, Dave. Disconnect the Comrex and go pick up your son.
Your clock is slow. It's 6:03.
Yeah. Oh. Happy Hanukkah. He disconnected it. Yeah. Anyway, when we come back, it's going to be ENN to end the week. Oh, the announcer stuff is going to be great. I get goosebumps.
Oh, so much here.
Kay, LeGregor, Rosenberg, and you, ENN2, right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.